Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of She Must Have Crawled Under There for Warmth or Some Trend. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Talking about our favorite scene from Sopranos.
Season 3. Yeah.
Christopher passes out.
Killed Cosette.
Passes out on his dog and smothers it. And then, is it, like, right as they're about to have the... the intervention?
Yeah, this is like what leads to the intervention, because obviously, you know, because Tony Soprano, a famous dog animal lover, was like, that's the part that pissed him off the most. Not even like that he was abusive. He's like, a fucking dog, Christopher? Like, it's like, wait, what the fuck? You're a murderer, dude.
What an amazing show.
But very Trumpian in that he was high on heroin. He sat on his dog and broke its neck and killed it. And then when asked about why he did that, was like, I crawled under there for warmth. No. Well, what'd I say about the dogs? What'd I say about the dog sleeping on the couch? Like, just keep hopping from excuse to excuse.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's not me. Well, speaking of our dear leader, there's all sorts of shit trending having to do with the coup that they are undertaking sloppily. So Joe Lieberman is trending because somebody got to him, and he's on MSNBC defending the president's right to refuse to concede the election. Jones Day, which is a big law firm that Trump 2020 has employed to help them file these lawsuits, but allegedly the people who work for that law firm, who are known for taking on like really unpopular cases. Like they're the people who defend, like, really, you know, they're the OJ lawyers of corporate law. And even they are like, yeah, we don't really have an opportunity to do anything here. And also being like not a case.
And they're actively like, we're also kind of worried we're like undermining the sort of process in this country by taking this on. It's a lot of that's the thing that I think with a lot of the talk of a coup and things like that, the people that need to have the will to fucking do it don't quite have the will. And the ones that do aren't good at what they do. So it's just a fucking mess. And yeah, I think a lot of for all the talk, you know, when you have Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, who are obviously going to a runoff in the Senate race, they came out and attacked the Secretary of State of Georgia, where they're from, who is a Republican, to say, quote, they put out a joint statement saying there have been too many failures in Georgia elections this year, and the most recent election has shined a national light on the problems. The Secretary of State has failed to deliver honest and transparent elections. He has failed the people of Georgia, and he should step down immediately. And the Secretary of State was like, first of all, man, the voters hired me, so they will fire me based on how, if I'm elected again. And also, right, you stock Wall Street fucking stock fucking clowns. As a Republican, I'm more worried about the Senate, and maybe you should be too, because y'all are running in a runoff and that could fuck the balance up of the Senate. Which brings me to the other point is, I think a lot of this talk about being like, you know, like not fully throwing cold water on the president's, you know, stupid I still won talk, is that they, like it or not, that's the base right now. And the only way you're going to motivate people to come out in this runoff that's going to decide the Senate is you have to keep this energy up. Like, you have to give people a reason to come out and vote. If you're out here being like, nah, look, man, Trump took an L, bro. Fuck out of here. It's done. That is not
why Mitch McConnell and Ted Cruz and other Republican senators Lindsey Graham aren't willing to throw water on the whole thing and be like, you're actually destroying our democracy, because they want to keep his base pumped up.
Yeah, because also Stacey Abrams is out here also saying, I very much think there's the enthusiasm for Democrats to come out and win these runoff elections, because we just flipped the state, and that's the kind of belief voters need to have to come out and vote in numbers again. And that is very true. So, yeah, as fucking scary it is to have these people not do it, and how fucked up it all is to see this in real time, I mean, it seems like more than anything, the energy that Trump is spending is more just to fuck up Biden's presidency as much as possible from where he is, than to do some, I don't know, whatever the fuck he's going to do. I think the bigger risk still is that he's still in control of, like, you know, our foreign policy and things like that, and can go off and do some fucking wacky shit, who knows what, to try and deflect and distract. But I don't know. It's a lot of time, man. There's a lot of time to see, you know, what could happen.
As we talked about on today's episode, I think the right-wing media flipped out when the Clinton administration removed the W's from the keyboards inside the White House, like as a fuck you to George W. Bush, which, terrible job by them, but by the Clinton administration. But like, that was a huge story on the right. And then now that it's the Republicans fucking up a transition, like to the point of invalidating it and allowing rumors to gain and spread, like Facebook I'm apparently just a cesspool of conspiracy theories saying that, you know, just basically openly calling for the overthrow of the actual election results.
That's what's dangerous, more than if Trump can pull off a coup, like through legal means, which it's narrowing the possibility of that. It's more about undermining Biden by getting a ton of people to outright believe that this guy is not the president. That's fucked up and dangerous.
The Pompeo thing scared the shit out of me. We play it on tomorrow's episode, but Pompeo being like, I'm ready for the transition to the second Trump administration is scary.
To the second term. Yeah. What up, Donald? What's up, bro? I see you, doggy. A lot of people think he was joking. Apparently
hilarious. So that's just him having a great
hilarious. But I think they're saying like he kind of half was joking, but also had to toe the line. So it just comes out as like this mismatched fucking weird take. Whatever. Yeah. Either way, we gotta have our wits about us.
Yeah, yeah. Because he did mention the electors, and that worries me. Apple event. There was a Apple event earlier today where they announced a bunch of shit, and we have DJ Danil on to update us. Yeah. Wow.
Dragging old tech boy out from the trenches.
Now you guys know you're in trouble. It's DJ Danil. DJ Danil on the track. Boy?
What's up? How's it, boy? How's it traffic on the M1 going into London?
Oh, it's looking real bad, Miles. It's looking like we got some crazy deals. No. So Apple announced that they're parting ways with Intel, their traditional CPU provider, to make their own chips like they've been doing in the iPad and all of the iOS devices, you know, all the mobile stuff. And they're using these new M1 chips in their brand new announced MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and Mac Mini. And, you know, as Apple goes more completely in-house, this is really going completely in-house. There's no more outside, you know, contracts that they're doing with anyone to make the products. It's all completely in-house now. So, you know, until we see benchmarks, I don't have much to say in terms of performance. I will say that the phones and the iPads and all that stuff perform really well. So they have proven that their processing devices can be really well made. But I just, every time one of these things happens, every time there's an announcement, I'm like, okay, cool. Let me see what it costs to actually, you know, spec something up, because that's really what it comes down to, is like, how much is all this shit going to cost? And as long as they're still charging $200 for 8 gigs of memory, I'm fucking out. I just can't. I can't bang with that at all. It's just like the price structure that Apple. I don't think anyone can. But like, yeah, it's just as Apple goes completely in house, they push out the consumer market and basically make their entire line of stuff prosumer. Like, if you're not willing to drop $1,500 on a Mac Mini, you're not getting anything of substance. So it's right. Like, I just, you know, as awesome as these upgrades are and as cool as it is to see a tech company like Apple be like, no, we'll skirt this and develop our own technology. I mean, it's an awesome 8-core processor. All this stuff sounds really good, but, you know, it's just prohibitively expensive. And that's my take. Yeah.
God, I hope everyone dumped their Intel stock, you know, because that's going to be a big hit to their business.
Yeah, it's definitely not great
for all of us stock boys out here.
It's kind of wild that they were even still using a external company for anything, since they are like the most massive company on the planet at this point.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll definitely see how successful it is. I mean, doing so for the iPhones has been great, and the iPads as well, great. I think anybody who's an iPad user is definitely satisfied with how quick or whatever it is. So, you know, if they can just transfer that exact kind of usage into a laptop, awesome. But as long as it's prohibitively expensive, I don't know.
I was all in on Qualcomm Snapdragon processors.
look at this guy.
That kind of blew up in my face.
What are those? Are those just like a famous? Are they the new Coke of processors?
No, I mean, they were like all like Android phones. Like the brolic ass Android phones had Snapdragons in them.
Snapdragon was the one.
Yo, shit, bro. That's it. Bingo. That's the one.
That's the
one. Are they the ones that started catching on fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it was the same generation of like, we got these new processors and this new battery stuff, and then phones started exploding, and people were like,
okay.
That's the update on Apple.
All right. Anything? This wasn't anything to do with the phones or any of the consumer stuff. Is just the computers that, as you said, are prosumer. Is that like business facing, like you get companies to buy the computers for you?
I mean, it's more for just for like, it's for the person who's going to use it for professional purposes. So like, if you're a video editor, if you work in post-production of any kind, music production, like photo editing, any
podcaster
of that stuff, podcasting. Yes, so that's the
why are you laughing?
What's up?
Don't slander the industry, bro. Not on this show. Not on God's podcast.
That. Yeah, you're right.
Not on the Godcast.
Need all 8 cores to run that Audacity.
Yeah. Need all 8 cores to record a WAV file.
Dan works in a warehouse-sized supercomputer to edit this thing, get this out every day.
But his lungs are great. His cardio is fantastic because he has to run a half mile in between sort of stations to load the data. So
thank you. And I think that's something that is completely foreign to the podcast world. And I think there needs to be more awareness of the amount of actual cardio I do.
We have to buy you a new Fitbit every 2 months because you should be running the shit out with all your activity.
Yep. I got receipts.
We have literally had to drive to you to upload our files at various times, which
good
is
times.
Hey, look, it was the beginning depressing. Of the pandemic, you know, we were just learning about bandwidth and things like that. So
yeah.
Truly.
Happiest season is trending, was the number one trending thing on Google for a while this morning. And it's a holiday that rom-com means... that's coming to Hulu, in which Kristen Stewart is a gay woman who is in a relationship and then goes home for the holidays to her partner's house. But her partner has not come out to her family yet. And so is like, this is my buddy, my roommate, who's an orphan. Looks delightful. Also has some Dan Levy in it, but I do know I wanted to include this both because it's trending and that is the premise of the show, but also because Miles, I know you are a holiday movie aficionado.
Oh, I love it. I just watched Holiday on Netflix the other day.
How was that?
It's like one of those things where I don't know, you know, you ever watch a comedy and it's like the jokes are bad to the point where you start getting mad at whoever wrote the script. Why did you write that joke, you fucking clown? Like, what the fuck was that? You didn't earn that joke. Like, you just suddenly took it super blue for no reason. Like, that's not even matching the tone of the film up to this point. There are some jokes like that in that. But like anything, it's like, it's just you just put your mind on cruise control. I'm into it because Mary Holland, I didn't realize she had a hand in writing the script along with Clea DuVall. So that'll be interesting. And I think it's just important. The holiday movies are always just about like cishet fucking white people who go to the mountains, or, you know, someone from the big city is going to a small town to shut down to something. And then they realize they love the town, it turns out.
Oh, Mary Holland had a hand in writing Happiest Season.
Happiest Season. Sorry, this film. Not Holiday.
Yeah, Mary Holland is, she was Jonah's girlfriend in Veep, and I think maybe wife, but also one of the Wild Horses, Lauren Lapkus's improv group, and just like one of the funniest human beings anywhere. She's also in the movie. She plays one of the sisters of the closeted woman.
Love to see checks on checks on checks. You're like, I'm gonna write
checks on checks on checks.
I'm also get that producer gig. I'm also gonna get I'm secure that SAG check too. So shout out to y'all.
She's also still doing like commercials. She pops up in commercials every once in a while. I'm like, damn, okay.
That's like funny, like because like you know Milana Weintraub, who's obviously come to like massive fame.
You mean the AT&T lady?
Lily from AT&T? Poor Milana, like with like the internet noticing her, and then also with like being the face of 5G being rolled out.
Yeah,
she's on the receiving end of some bizarre interactions because of that. When like you have QAnon people being like, "Oh, so what? Like you're in cahoots with the fucking deep state to the proliferation of 5G?" It's like, look, man, I'm just doing a national campaign, securing the fucking bag. Now leave me alone.
Yeah. She's great. Like she's one of the her performances in those ads are so good that I'm like, give her a TV show. It's not like she's like the "Can you hear me now" guy who's just like, yeah, they just gave him a line that caught on. Like her performance in that one where she has the giant 5G next to her and the guy's like, you should make a bigger deal of this. And she's like, bigger than what I'm already doing. And like her performance is just so good in that. It's also probably something I appreciate because I've seen that ad 300 times. finally.
You're like in an old folks home just spiraling in this.
Bigger than what I'm doing.
What?
Yeah,
sir?
That's what I'll
say. Okay, Mr. O'Brien.
I won't remember my kids or my wife, but I'll remember that. And then
what
she
are you,
brings
Lily
out
from
the 5G. And then Ken Dalanian is trending.
Kennedy,
this is something you saw live. You saw it happen live. Right?
I was scrolling through the news shows, and I believe at the time it was Craig Melvin talking about how this new Bill Barr thing, what's going on at DOJ, and they're like, we go to Ken Dalanian now, and it's like that little delay, obviously, as now everything's like over Zoom, like every news thing's a Zoom call.
Right.
And he's there and there's silence and Ken Delanian's not even looking into camera. He's just looking down. He's like, fuck, shit. And then like Craig Melvin's like, all right, so we're going to now go to blah, blah, blah. It almost seemed like Ken, like Craig Melvin didn't hear it too. And then
right,
like later on in the hour when they go back to Ken Delanian, he was like, I just want to apologize for any sort of the expletives that you heard me say as I was going through that. My apologies. So going on to this. Yes, democracy rotting before our eyes.
I'm assuming because in the comments under the video, a lot of people are like, what was he seeing? Did he just find out that Trump really won? But it was actually probably just his feed went out and he was like, shit. Yeah.
And we're also finding out Ken Delanian, kind of a, maybe an aggro dude.
Like when you're just like, you think
when you're Bill O'Reilly-ing it like that,
shit,
like, or I don't know, is it to do with the fact that like you don't know if you're muted and you're trying to figure out because you hate dealing with this shit? I remember when there's a camera person, fuck all this remote shit, or if maybe something in his personal life, I don't know, was he checking his fantasy score?
You
don't know.
I think it has to have been that he thought that the feed was out. And that's what he was reacting to, and that's also why he was reacting the way he was reacting.
Yeah,
I but mean, there
that
are some people who,
to us.
Yeah, I used to get way more frustrated with technology than I do now.
Like, the best is when your internet connection starts to go out, and then Daniel and I go, "Oh shit, it's frozen on Jackson." And we're like, when he comes back, he's gonna have his head in his hands going, because it became like a sequence where you'd be like frozen.
Why are you doing this?
And we're like, he's gone. And then when your feed comes back, you're like, what the fuck's going on? And like, I'm the same way.
By used to getting that, I mean a couple weeks ago.
Or even like when my shit was going out too. This is a little, we'll show you how the sausage gets destroyed on this show. Not even made. But like when my internet was going out, I was like using my cell phone to like connect over Zoom. Where I would catch myself and like, fuck, this shit, I'm trying to fucking record. So I get it. We've all been Ken Delanian. If it's to do
we've
with
all
the
been Ken Delanian. Mm-hmm. Ken Delay man. Man.
Ken Delay.
I just came up
I
with
am.
That on my own. All right, guys. That's what's trending. We want to thank DJ Daniel for joining us for
you honor me.
A new patented thing we're calling Tech Beat.
The tech beat with DJ
the tech beat. He will create some theme music for that.
Gladly.
And
only
yeah, that's gonna do it for.
Hey, I got that tech beat drop ready. Oh no, we were joking, bro.
You fucking idiot.
That's gonna do it for Tuesday. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, wash your hands, don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com. If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.